free, home of the brave, my big fat black ass. Welcome to the Mike Malloy program. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy live from Dallas, Texas. That's right, the Big D. One more night here. Broadcasting live and even video casting live tonight. So if you want to see how big and fat and black my ass is, you can tune in, jump on over to bradblog.com where the live video stream is rolling. And for those of you who are smart enough out there to have an iPhone, I understand Ucast, what's it called? Ustream, right? Ustream has an app. There's an app for that. You can actually stream me, if you dare, live on your iPhone. Well, coast to coast and around the globe, yes it is. One more time, the big Mike Malloy program, as I say, down here in Dallas tonight for our last night mourning and celebrating the disappearance of AM 1360, progressive radio in Dallas as it moves from terrestrial radio to the internets. Yeah, I know, and maybe television, but if an angel shows up, maybe we'll be able to return progressive radio to the airwaves, to the public airwaves here in Dallas, Texas. Hey, Sean, have we had an angel show up here over the last couple of days? I've been calling for one.
Well, I can't say that anyone has showed up with a checkbook. But
no checks.
Many people have actually wished us good luck.
They have?
Yes.
Okay. We don't need wishes of good luck. What we need is an angel here to save progressive radio in Dallas. So if you're out there listening, if you give a damn about progressive radio, if you care about Dallas, a town that needs more... hey, Tony, you got the Dallas theme nearby? Just start cranking it if you got it. If you care about Dallas, a town, a city, a county that voted... You wouldn't know it if you watched Fox News, but a city that voted for Barack Obama in the last election. Yes, Dallas County went for Barack Obama, and yet everyone's ignoring this place. Everyone thinks progressive radio doesn't matter. We don't need it to... There you go. Is that... There we go. Here it comes. Yeah. There you go. There you go. Uh-huh. Yeah. See? We're just going to keep playing 80s music until someone saves this station. You got that? All right. That's us, broadcasting live from Dallas. Broadcasting live from Dallas, hoping to save the station. If not, we're bidding it a fond, not adieu, but a move over to the internet. Well, you'll be able to find them beginning on the first of this coming new year at rationalbroadcasting.com. Right now, they're on rationalradio.org, where you can stream us. Or, as I say, go to bradblog.com, the top item there. Click into the... click here for more. Oh, $8.99. Set this item to stay on top, will you? Thank you. Go see Agent 99 in the chat room. Say hello to us. And give us a call tonight, because what I've done is I'm going to try to catch up with all the things I didn't get to do this week because we had so many guests. We are going to have some friends stopping by. One of them may be in the chat room right now if you go over to bradblog.com. Other than that, it's going to be me ranting and you calling at 800-277-1637. That's 800-277-1637, extension 703. The lovely Dez is screening the calls tonight. Please keep her busy, because I would love to hear from you what we're going to talk about after I rant a little bit about the cowards in this country. And I'm talking about the cowards, the Republican cowards, the Democratic cowards. Yeah, that's why I said land of the free, home of the brave, my ass, because what the hell is going on? Anyway, I'll get to that in a second. After I finish ranting about that a little bit, we're going to try to take your calls. Want to hear your thoughts on the most underreported, most misreported story of the year and or of the decade. Yeah, I know it's not really the end of the decade, but this decade has been so crappy that we're going to consider it the end of the decade, even though the end of the decade doesn't come until the end of next year, but nobody cares because Americans can't do math anyway. So we're saying this is the end of the decade. That's my story. I'm sticking to it, and I want to know what your opinions are about the most underreported, misreported stories of the decade. I'll have some opinions on that myself, and I will give them to you a little bit later. But I'd love to give them to you right now. But the fact of the matter is, this story, this idiot, stupid story, this Nigerian story, this Detroit airplane bomber story that I had hoped would go away by now, hasn't gone away. And it hasn't gone away in no small part because the Wingnuts have decided to jump into the game and they have decided to politicize it to no end. Boy, who could have seen that coming? Politicize it to no end, use it to attack Barack Obama, use it to attack Democrats, use it to try to win House and Senate seats in 2010. Imagine if Democrats had attacked George W. Bush in December of 2001 because he didn't act quickly enough, decisively enough, whatever BS they want to throw at Barack Obama. Imagine if they had attacked George Bush back in December of 2001 after Richard Reid, the shoe bomber, tried his little scheme when George Bush didn't come out and say a word about it for 6 days. Now, of course, Karl Rove, Dick Cheney, Peter King, every damn Republican there is, has been out. They were out 5 minutes after this event happened, criticizing Barack Obama for not taking action on it enough. Of course, he came out 3 days afterwards and had something to say about it. Whether you liked what he had to say or not is beside the point. For now, I'm talking about the fact that he's doing his job as best he can. Don't like the way he's doing it? Okay, fine. But don't be a political opportunist. That's what we've got. As I said, who could have seen it coming? But imagine what we would have heard had Democrats come out against George W. Bush. Imagine what they would have done if some, three girls who had a band out in London said, we're embarrassed that George Bush is from Texas, which he ain't. But imagine if they had said that. What would happen? Well, of course they would. The Dixie Chicks. We got to throw them off the air. They're un-American. They hate America. We've got to get rid of them. And yet, Dick Cheney comes out today, makes a statement attacking Obama, an outrageous statement, which, yes, I hate to do it, but I will get to after the break. Hate to give these guys attention, but obviously I have to, because the people in this country are not smart enough to say, you know what, some jackass got on a plane with firecrackers in his crotch, and we're not going to let it bring down the country. But apparently we are going to let it bring down the country. I've talked over the last couple of days about the... Where's my... there it is. Okay. I've talked about over the last couple of days the fact that we have no war on lightning. That... Despite the fact that in any given year, your odds of getting hit by lightning are 1 out of 500,000. And yet, your odds of being on an airplane attack that is a victim of terrorism over the last 10 years, including 9/11, is 1 out of 10,408,947. And yet, we've got to go crazy on this nonsense. Wars? How many wars do we have? Oh, we've got at least five fronts right now. Two hot wars. Three other hot wars that we don't say are wars, but we got them going. And why? Because we've got jackasses on planes with firecrackers in their pants? No, because we got Karl Rove, Dick Cheney, and a bunch of cowardly Republicans who are scared to death of every damn Arab they think who's out to get them. They ain't out to get you, pal. They don't give a damn about you, Dick Cheney. Just like all the rest of us, we don't give a damn about you. But you are annoying, so we do have to speak to you, and so we will. Now, aside from the war on lightning that we don't have, even though you have a much greater chance of getting hit by lightning than getting hit by a terrorist, Blue Texan over at Fire Dog Lake yesterday put up a very helpful chart that we ran at Bradblog. Let's see. Selected causes of death in the United States 2009. 45,000 died from lack of health insurance last year alone. A little bit less than that, about 42,000 died from traffic-related incidents. 20,000 died from unintentional falls. About 12,000 died from firearm homicides. 10,000 died from the swine flu. Can't tell, but it's about, how many do we have here on the, 600? Yes, 600 died from salmonella poisoning. 600 died from salmonella poisoning. And then last year, as a result of terrorism in 2009, 16 people died. 600 died from salmonella poisoning. 16 died from terrorism. And I am furious at Barack Obama that there is no war on salmonella. This is outrageous. Why does Barack Obama hate America? Now, you got the Republicans, Karl Rove, Dick Cheney. We expect this crap from them. We expect them to behave the way they're doing, to politicize everything they can, to be cowards, to hide under a table, whatever they got to do. But how about the Democrats? Speaking of cowards, where the hell are the Democrats standing up and telling these people to shut the hell up? They're not going to do it because they're cowards. They're busy not closing Guantanamo. The Republicans are cowards. The Democrats are cowards. What the hell are we going to do? Don't know. But we're going to talk about it. And I hope you're going to join me. This is going to be a big show tonight. Like I say, no guests, other than a couple of friends who are going to be dropping by soon. Dez is going to drop by. Stop by the chat room, say hello over there, too. And remember, our number is 800-277-1637. 800-277-1637, extension 703. You're listening to the Mike Malloy Program. Brad Friedman, in for Mike, back in a second. So late! Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com, your friendly citizen journalist, blogger, muckraker, troublemaker, and now broadcaster drafted into duty here between the holidays, giving Mike Malloy a rest, and we are broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas. Also videocasting, if you want to stop by the chat room at BradBlog.com, you can see what I look like. I apologize in advance. Sean, any calls yet? Any angels yet is what I want to know. Anybody saving this radio station yet? AM 1360? RationalRadio.org?
No.
Not yet. All right.
And the reason why I say that is because No one has opened a checkbook over here.
Okay. Well, we'd like to save this radio station, save Progressive Radio in Dallas. All right. We're speaking about cowards in Dallas, cowards like Dick Cheney. And he had this to say. Do I have time before the break? Yeah, let me try to read this loser's statement. Dick Cheney, oh, man, here's what he had to say about this this terrorist nonsense that we ought to be ignoring. Let the police, let the military, let the president, whoever, let them deal with it. Stop making these people famous. Stop making people famous for putting gunpowder in their pants. Speaking of gunpowder in their pants, here's what Dick Cheney had to say. His written statement today that was issued to Politico, of course, and run pretty much as is. He says, as I've watched the events of the last few days, it is clear once again that President Obama is trying to pretend we are not at war. Really? He seems to think if he has a low-key response to an attempt to blow up an airliner and kill hundreds of people, we won't be at war. Really, Dick? Really? We're in five different damn wars, you jackass, that you started. Dick goes on to say, he seems to think if he gives terrorists the rights of Americans, lets them lawyer up and reads them Miranda rights, we won't be at war. Gosh, who else has done that in the past? Who has let these guys lawyer up and have Miranda rights in the past? Oh, yeah, it was Dick Cheney. Remember Richard Reed, the shoe bomber? Remember Jose Padilla? Remember Zacharias Moussaoui? Remember Jose Padilla? You didn't want to let him lawyer up. You named him an enemy combatant. Guess what the Supreme Court told you, Dick? Yeah, let him lawyer up. Give him his rights. Give him his trial, which you did. What else does Dick Cheney have to ruin our year with? Our otherwise lousy year. He just made it lousier. He seems to think if we bring the mastermind of September 11 to New York, give him a lawyer and trial and civilian court, we won't be at war. Is that what he thinks, Dick? He seems to think if he closes Guantanamo and releases hardcore Al-Qaeda-trained terrorists still there, we won't be at war. Maybe I had missed this. I know I've been on the road for a few weeks. But if anybody can help me out, 800-277-1637, extension 703, and let me know exactly when it was that Barack Obama wanted to, quote, release the hardcore Al-Qaeda-trained terrorists in Guantanamo Bay. Did he actually say that? Did he actually? Of course not. And yet Dick Cheney goes on the air. He says this to Politico. He says this on Fox News. Everyone else repeats it. All right, what else did he say? Do I have time? No, I don't. I'll say it when I come back after this break. Because, man, this guy ticks me off. And then the Democrats. They're next. Don't worry. We're getting them all tonight. 800-277-1637. Counting down the end of this crappy year, the end of this crappy decade, right here on the Mike Malloy Program. Brad Friedman in for Mike. 800-277-1637. That's our number. Extension 703. Give us a call. Much more right after this. In the heart of Texas, we are here in the Big D for the final live night of the year for the Mike Malloy Program. And darn near the final live night for Rational Radio, AM 1360, here in Dallas. Unless somebody shows up to save this station, to keep these folks on the air, go to rationalradio.org, drop them a line and tell them... you'd like to keep Progressive Radio on the air somehow. If you got a big checkbook, that's good to know, because that's what they need. Nobody has saved the station yet, right?
No, sir. I haven't answered the door where someone said, oh, I'm here to save you.
Oh, okay. Well, there, our door is open. As a matter of fact, you better go check and make sure that door is locked.
Yes, sir.
Now that I think about it. All right. Welcome back to the Malloy Program. We're talking about these cowards. These scaredy pants, these crazy, Dick Cheney. So reading, continuing on his statement, because we all need to hear what Dick Cheney thinks about the firecracker Detroit bomber. He was talking about Barack Obama here. Dick Cheney says he seems to think if he closes Guantanamo and releases the hardcore Al-Qaeda-trained terrorists still there, we won't be at war. Now... you know, I flipped out in the last segment. Nobody is calling for the release of hardcore Al-Qaeda-trained terrorists still there. We're talking about the release, of course, of the innocent people. The ones who you tortured, Dick Cheney, you war criminal. You war criminal who Barack Obama is apparently too cowardly himself to hold accountable. Your ass ought to be in Gitmo, you... All right. Cheney goes on to say, he seems to think if he gets rid of the words war on terror, we won't be at war. But we are at war. When President Obama pretends we aren't, it makes us less safe. And if anybody knows how to make us less safe, that would be Dick Cheney. Why doesn't he want to admit we're at war? It doesn't fit with the view of the world that he brought with him into the Oval Office. Blah, 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 blah. My God, this guy cannot stop lying. Let's see here. Back in the inaugural, Obama said that at his inaugural address, you were there, Dick, weren't you? Remember, you were in the wheelchair, dressed like Mr. Potter from It's a Wonderful Life. He said, Obama said, our nation is at war against a far-reaching network of violence and hatred. Not good enough for you, Dick? John Brennan, assistant president to the president for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism, said in an August speech, quote, as the president has made clear, we are at war with Al-Qaeda, which attacked us on September 11 and killed 3,000 people. We are at war with its violent extremist allies who seek to carry on Al-Qaeda's murderous agenda. These are the terrorists we will destroy. These are the extremists we will defeat. That's the Barack Obama administration. Senior Democrat goes on to tell Politico, a senior unnamed Democrat, why they're unnamed, I don't know. I guess Politico didn't have time to name them. Tells Politico that there are numerous other public statements that explicitly state that we are at war. The difference from the last administration is that we are at war with what is tangible. Well, there's an idea. Al-Qaeda, violent extremists and terrorists, rather than at war with a tactic, terrorism. Okay? Good enough for you, Dick? Now, let's talk about this war on terrorism. This war, it's on Al-Qaeda, violent extremists, and terrorists. It's going on in five different countries now. It's increasing. It's going into Yemen, Somalia, Iraq, Afghanistan. 8 Americans were killed today in your war on terrorism, Dick Cheney and Barack Obama. Are y'all proud of yourselves? So, what they've done is they've decided that this is going to be a great way to win seats in 2010 in the House and Senate. Let's all get together and criticize Barack Obama. Here's what, who was it? Peter King. Peter King said that on Tuesday, quote, on the Today Show, he said, this is a Republican from... on the House, ranking Republican on the House Homeland Security Committee, Jesus. He said, I think that the administration has made a mistake by treating this terrorist as a common criminal, by putting him into the criminal justice system. I wish they had put him into a military tribunal so we could torture him, beat the crap out of him, make him bleed. No, he didn't say that. He said, put him into a military tribunal so we could get as much intelligence and information out of him as we could. Of course, the kid is talking. The Nigerian kid is telling him everything they want to know. But that's not good enough. We have to torture him. And we shouldn't treat him like a common criminal. Pretty much the same thing Dick Cheney said. Well, Karl Rove, of course, just by coincidence, went on Fox News yesterday, all over Fox News. Here's clips from two different shows where he said damn near the same thing. Of course, it's just a coincidence, by the way. It's not a political tactic that they've organized this assault. Tony, you got that Karl Rove clip?
This just shows the big difference in this administration's approach to it. This guy was treated not as an enemy combatant and turned over to the FBI and the CIA for interrogation. He was charged criminally, and which means he immediately lawyered up, and the amount of information we're going to get from him is going to be this much compared to what we could get if he was just simply swept by the FBI and the CIA, not even using enhanced interrogation techniques, just
not
using
even
what the police would be able to use on you if you weren't lawyered up. I mean, this is a very troubling way in which the administration has handled this. Here's a guy who's flown in, who tried to immolate himself in an airplane full of people on a final approach to Detroit Airport. And what we do is we do not treat him as an enemy combatant. We treat him as a guy who tried to knock over the 7-Eleven or got caught shoplifting.
That's war criminal Karl Rove, who has been treated more lightly than a guy who tried to knock over the 7-Eleven. So, you see the common theme here. They're all critical of Barack Obama because he's treating him like a, whatever the hell he said, treating him like he's trying to knock over 7-Eleven. He was charged criminally. He was treated as a common criminal, says Peter King, Karl Rove, Dick Cheney. Of course, let's see, what did they do? Where is it here? Yeah, okay. David Neuwirth reminds us over at Crooks and Liars that faced with nearly identical circumstances with would-be shoe bomber Richard Reid, who was attempting to use the exact same kind of explosives on an American flight, the Bush administration in 2001 did exactly the same thing. They filed criminal charges and eventually tried Reid in federal court. What's worth noting is that Reid, too, was potentially an intelligence bonanza, since he had numerous operational ties with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, or as his good friends at Fox like to call him, KSM. Then there was Zacharias Moussaoui, a French citizen who was eventually convicted of plotting with Al-Qaeda to participate in the 9/11 attacks. He, too, was treated as a federal criminal by who? You guessed it, the Bush administration. Finally, it should be noted, says David Nort, that declaring suspects, quote, enemy combatants, especially when they are captured away from the field of battle, is actually a legal minefield fraught with far greater uncertainty than the use of federal criminal statutes. The classic example of this was the case of Jose Padilla, who was declared by an enemy declared an enemy combatant by the Bush administration, and whose case wound up taking years to be settled by the Supreme Court, which eventually insisted that he be tried, how? Like a common criminal in federal court! Under your administration, Dick Cheney, Karl Rove, Peter King! But this is how you have to behave, isn't it? It's not enough you took down this country, this planet, over the past decade. You gotta keep it going for another, don't you? How many more you got in mind? Another 100 years? See, I'm getting this out of my system now, because later we're going to have a lot of fun discussing the craziest stories of 2009. 1-800-277-1637, extension 703. We're going to get to your calls when I come back here. 800-277-1637. Glenn Greenwald has a thought or two that is worth hearing on this. Now we're going to go after the... Now we're going after Obama. Don't worry, 99. Going over it in the chat room. Agent 99 is over there, keeping an eye on the place. I'm sure she's furious by now that I haven't gone after Obama enough. Don't worry, that's coming too. All of that straight ahead. It's a big, big night. The final live Mike Malloy broadcast of the year. Brad sitting in his stead. And delighted about it. I know it doesn't sound like it because I'm yelling and screaming like a madman. Anyway, coming back with much more here on the Mike Malloy program. Brad in for Mike. Stay with us. I don't need to fight to prove I'm right. I don't need to be forgiven. Yeah, 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 Welcome back to the Mike Malloy program. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com in for Mike. At the end of the year, counting down the minutes, counting down the days, the seconds to the end of this crappy year and this even lousier decade. Forgot to say hello to my good friends over there at DU. Hey, Truth Seekers. How are you? Uh-oh, someone says, Brad, I can't get on your site for 2 days now. Really? Why? Go on over there, bradblog.com. All right, I'll look into that in a minute. You can also check out the webcast, the video webcast, if you want to see what I look like with the veins popping out of my head over at bradblog.com. You can jump into the chat room over there as well. In response to this nonsense of Dick Cheney's saying that Barack Obama doesn't want to admit we're at war, he doesn't want to do this, he doesn't want to do that, all of these lies that Dick Cheney issued. God, is he a liar? Did I mention that? Greenwald has a great piece today over at Salon. Starts off with a few quotes here. Let's see. Quote, in their allegedness, the administration has an allergy to the concept of war, and thus to the tools of war, including strategy and war aims. That was Supreme Tough Guy Warrior Mark Stein of the National Review yesterday. Meanwhile, back here in reality land, the New York Times reported in early December that, quote, the White House has authorized an expansion of the CIA's drone program in Pakistan's lawless tribal areas, officials said this week, to parallel the president's decision announced on Tuesday to send 30,000 more troops to Afghanistan. Other than that, he's got an allergy to war. Let's see, New York Times yesterday. In the midst of two unfinished major wars, the United States has quietly opened a third, largely covert front against Al-Qaeda in Yemen. Yemen! We've got another war! Keep them coming! Now, Glenn Greenwald goes on to talk about the cause and effect in the, quote, terror war. And he makes some great points, which I don't have enough time to get to because I want to get to some of your calls. Other than to say that the problem here seems to be the involvement of the U.S. creating sympathy for Al-Qaeda by being in all of these countries, encouraging them to do stuff like, oh, put a guy on a plane and try to blow it up. Other than that, this concept is genius of starting as many wars as possible. That'll show them terrorists. That'll put an end to it. At the end of the article, let me just skip to the end, because I think it was this last graph that was a good one. There very well may be some small numbers of individuals who are so blinded by religious extremism that they will be devoted to random violence against civilians, no matter what we do. But we are constantly maximizing the pool of recruits and sympathy among the population on which they depend. In other words, what we do constantly bolsters their efforts. And then, and when we do, we always seem to move more in the direction of helping them even further. Ultimately, we should ask ourselves, if we drop more bombs on more Muslim countries, will there be fewer or more Muslims who want to blow up our airplanes and are willing to end their lives to do so? Of course, that question, he says, answers itself. So let's keep bombing these countries. By all means, we're in at least five. I believe it was also Greenwald who said it's easier to count the number of Muslim countries that we are not attacking than the ones that we are at this point. And how's that war on terror going for you? Let's take some calls. Where am I here? Okay, Bill in Wisconsin. Welcome to the Mike Malloy program, Bill.
Good evening.
Good evening. You're a trucker. Are you driving right now?
Yes, I am.
All right, drive safely. How can I help you, sir?
Well, I just got my satellite radio turned on, and I was flipping the channels, ran across the show, listening to you talk about what I like to call Darth Cheney.
Yeah.
And I remember something you said a couple of years ago, I think, really kind of bears on the whole Cheney issue.
What's that?
I forget what had happened, something involving over in Iraq. And he was complaining that Americans were not properly fearful.
We're not scared enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds like Dick Cheney. Yeah. Or Darth Cheney. Yeah, that's obviously that's the idea. We've known that's the idea. We've known that's the idea for the last 8 years, is that the more they can scare Americans into doing anything, then they can get away with anything. Here's Ron Paul. Thanks for the call, Bill. I appreciate it. And have a happy new year, all right?
You too.
Thank you. Tony, Ron Paul had this to say. And this, by the way, I'm going to add, when I finish playing it, I got a challenge for you Ron Paul folks out there. Let's see. Play clip number one.
The bigger the problem and the more fear that is built up, the more they take away our personal liberties. They turn us all into zombies the American people go along with and say, oh, as long as it makes us safer, I guess it's okay to go along. But it's time the American people woke up and started realizing that there's a bit of propaganda going on, and quite possibly this incident will not only undermine our personal liberties, but will also accelerate our intervention in the violence occurring in the Middle East.
That's Ron Paul. Now, there's a lot of teabaggers out there who all of a sudden have become friends with Ron Paul. Do you agree with Ron Paul that the more that we do, that the more countries that we attack, the more danger we're in, the more civil liberties that we take away, the better we are? Is that what you want to do? Take away our personal liberties? Or do you agree with Ron Paul, the man you all of a sudden, after 8 years of calling him a crazy man, you wanted nothing to do with him, now you're out there on the streets teabagging along with his people. And oh yeah, you Ron Paul people out there who have accepted the teabaggers to your side, who have accepted these pretenders, who have joined forces with them. I may not agree with everything that Ron Paul has to say. I don't agree with a lot that Ron Paul has to say. But I can tell you this. Ron Paul and the people who have supported them, they weren't waiting around, you know, as opportunists until Republicans were out of office to start expressing their outrage. They've been expressing their outrage. They've been concerned about these foreign incursions. They've been concerned about robbing us of our civil liberties. They've been concerned about wiretapping every damn call, every damn email in America for years. Good on you. But now, you got these phony teabaggers coming out, and you're joining hands with them, Ron Paul people. You ought to be out there protesting against the protesters, saying, where the hell were you? Oh, boy. All right. We got to go to a break. 800-277-1637. Yeah, we could talk about this. We could talk about anything you want, really. But we're going to talk about underreported stories, misreported stories. The most misreported stories of the year, of the decade. I've got a few. I'd love to know what yours are. Bob in Tennessee, hang in there, my friend. We're going to get to you after this break. And check in with some other friends. And otherwise, it's me and you on the Mike Molloy program, live from Dallas here. Stay with us. Happy to have you.